Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kelly Dahl, the president of Diversify's RD Wise business. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm great. Excited to be here with you.
You're making some branding changes in the New York area. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, let's talk a little bit about you. You've been at the Diversify RD Wise business for about a year, and prior to that, you were with Shaw Industries, right?
Yes, sir. I was with Shaw for about 10 years. Had a unique decade there. I worked within every different division of Shaw. I started out on the builder team with strategic accounts, part of the residential business. Then I moved over and took over the Philadelphia commercial brand for the Northeast, also on the residential side of the house. And then ultimately moved into a VP of education role on the commercial side, managing the education business for Shaw Commercial, PacCraft, and Shaw Contract.
How did you end up over at Diversify?
When I first came to Shaw, Randy White was one of my customers, and I connected with Randy immediately, asked him for help to learn the business. He became a friend and mentor very quickly. He and Diversify had been recruiting me for a little bit of time, but I really loved Shaw very much. When this opportunity became available to take over the tri-state market for Diversify, it was an opportunity that I had to take a hard look at. It was a bittersweet decision because of my true love for Shaw Industries, but ultimately I think the right decision for me.
Let's give the listeners a little bit rundown. RD Wise, before becoming part of Diversify, had roughly a 30-year history, I believe, and it was Randy's second career. He had started in the surface care or Millicare. I think he bought a Millicare operation or two, started on that side, and then ultimately grew on the P&I side, the product and installation side of the business. So it had two different sectors. What's the surface area?
Predominantly the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. We go all the way down to Maryland and all the way up to Vermont, really the Northeast.
And how's business since you've been there?
Business is great, getting better and better. You know, so many of the reports have been that awards were really slow for many of our general contractors this year. We're seeing that really pick up as we enter into fourth quarter. Awards seem to be loosening up quite a bit. We have a favorable second half of this year going into 2026.
Kelly, how many locations does Diversify have now nationwide?
Kemp, we have about 150 locations. That changes every day. We're growing very quickly and looking to add to our portfolio of businesses.
And so what you've decided to do is you're going to move to the parent brand name and you're going to call this business Diversify, right?
Yeah, we're looking to align with the Diversify brand for a lot of reasons. 90% of customers say that brand consistency influences their trust in a company. It's really the synchronization of internal values, messaging, and behavior with our parent company, Diversify, which is over a $1 billion brand. Our goal is to really ensure consistency, authenticity, and clarity across all touch points, both internally and externally. We're hoping to deliver consistent messaging, build trust. One of the big benefits is being able to communicate the differentiator that is Diversify. It's a major difference than what our competition has to offer. And being able to align with the Diversify brand nationally helps to communicate that.
You know, Diversify is advertised for Focus Magazine, so I completely understand why it makes sense to ride on that brand that's being promoted. In the case of RD Wise, you're taking the surface care side and moving it over to Apex, and then you're moving the P&I side over to the Diversify parent name, right?
That is correct, yeah.
I noticed when this press release came out last week that the Resource Colorado business branch is doing a similar move, right?
Yeah, and I think for a lot of the same reasons. It makes sense in these bigger markets to align with the national brand, consistent messaging. And as it relates to messaging, we have a phenomenal marketing team. They're pushing out some phenomenal pieces that really help our account executives deliver the differentiated value proposition messaging that is Diversify, and the capabilities relative to bonding and our safety ratings and the 7,500 experienced technicians we have and the 35,000 jobs we do a year. And to be able to communicate and back all that up with the appropriate branding, I think is something that will really set us apart in the market.
Let me ask you a personal question, Kelly. When you left Shaw and came over to R.E. Weiss, which is now called Diversify, did you move?
I'm a born and raised New Yorker. I think that's one of the benefits of me moving into this role in the New York market. That's a change from previous leadership. And my connectivity to this special city, I think, is really going to help us grow.
Okay. Again, been talking to Kelly Dahl, the president of Diversify Tri-States Business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.